Good morning. Thank you for calling Family First Care. This is Yona.
Yes, good morning. Hi. My name is Christine Mazzell, and I'm a caretaker that works for Family First Services.
Yes, ma'am.
For your agency, who am I speaking with again?
I'm with Yona Blackstein. How can I help you?
Okay, hi. The reason why I'm calling in is because Ms. Nina used to be my coordinator, but her position had went up. You assigned a new coordinator to me, Mr. Alberto. I forget his last name. But the issue that I'm having with Mr. Alberto is that when he became my coordinator, he reached out to me one time, being very rude and disrespectful, hung up on me. My question is if he's my coordinator from your agency, ain't he supposed to reach out to me to make sure everything is okay with me? That's the first thing. Then he calls my patient, Anthony Jordan, at least two times, maybe three times a week, asking him, do you feel safe? Is this, and that, and everything. Why does he feel the need to do that? Then the other thing is that he sent me a text on Friday, right before your agency closed, because you close at 4 o'clock. Text me on Friday telling me through a text that I was not supposed to clock in on December 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, and the 13th because my patient was in the hospital. He got the dates wrong on that. Then he also proceeds to put in the text, and this happened in December, the beginning of December. Then he waits until this Friday that just passed to text me saying that I was not supposed to clock in for them 5 days and that yous were going to start taking hours away from me to get the money back. But if you're my coordinator from Family First Services, and I love your agency, and I've been with you for a long time, then you put me with a coordinator who is very disrespectful. And then don't even have the audacity to reach out to me like a human being and call me and talk to me and let me know what's going on about my hours and clocking in and out and everything. Now when I left a message with him to call me back to let me know, how are you going to go about taking hours away from me to get the money back? That's number one. And number two, shouldn't that have been taken care of in December and you don't wait 2 months later to try to take somebody's pay from them? And then he says in the text, but we got to make sure that you still meet the qualification to make sure that you get not all your hours, make sure I still get the minimum of minimal wage paycheck. So how do you deduct my hours and how do you work about taking hours from me and how does that work? Since Mr. Alberto just likes to send text messages and don't like to speak with people like they're human beings.
I'll have the calls reviewed. I'm going to check the text right now. Caregivers, as per your hiring gaps and training, caregivers are required to notify us of any hospitalization of the patient within 24 hours. This is a state mandate. And because hospitals and home care cannot happen at the same time. When a patient gets hospitalized or goes into rehab, any inpatient services, home care stops, and nobody gets paid. We don't get paid, and we're not supposed to be paying the caregivers either. Failure to notify us, we have to take the money back because it was incorrectly paid. Now, we don't get notified about a hospitalization from the insurance, usually for a few months. It can sometimes be a year. We have to wait for them because we don't know about a hospitalization unless you tell us about it, right?
But why is it my job? Why is it my job as a caregiver to inform everybody that a patient is going in for surgery? That's not my position.
No, any hospitalization, regardless of the reason, any ER or hospitalization, regardless of position, the caregivers are required to notify the agency within 24 hours.
Okay, understand all that, but why do you assign a caseworker that works for your agency that's not doing his job as far as your employer, who is me, that you write the paycheck to, and you have a very disrespectful worker working for you who don't even reach out to the person that you are paying. He reaches out to the patient. And then instead of him calling me to talk to me about this situation, you're sending text messages. That is not professional. How does a person send a text message and expect the other person to understand or even comprehend what the heck you were talking about? And then when I try to call him, don't even have his phone number, so I have to call Family First Services' main number to get in contact with anybody there. And then when I ask Anthony, can you call Alberto so I can speak with Alberto? He doesn't answer for me, but he answers for Anthony. And then you send me text messages. I just want to know, how do you go about taking my hours, and how many hours are you going to take per day to get this money back? Because none of this came up about December until I called on Thursday and said, hey, do you have a 401k plan at your agency? And when I got told no, because I thought you'd give that out, and I've been with you 6 years, and come to find out that I'm burning myself without a 401k plan. So I was like, well, I'm going to have to switch agencies because I need that 401k plan. I have children. And then as soon as I said I was switching agencies, lo and behold, that's when I get the text about the hours and so forth. That's kind of funny, and that ain't sitting right with me either. Nothing was said about these hours until I said I'm switching agencies over a 401k plan.
The 401k plan, so again, it's not legal for you to switch agencies. The client is the only one that's allowed to decide who switches agencies. You can decide who you work for, but for you to switch the agency, I mean, again, whatever the client decides, and if you want to input on that, it's fine, but for you to say you're switching the client for pay is not legal. You should be aware of that.
The patient, Anthony Jordan, when I asked Anthony Jordan to call Family First Services to ask if they have a 401k plan, and he was told no, I was sitting right there when whoever he spoke with from Family First Services, it was a gentleman, and said, no, we don't have a 401k plan. And he was like, okay, well, my nurse needs a 401k plan, so we're going to have to switch agencies.
That's fine.
Anthony called up on Thursday.
That's Anthony. You just changed what you said. You understand. Now, in terms of the hospitalization, a coincidence, because we were only notified Thursday afternoon from the insurance of this hospitalization pullback. So In terms of the hours, 12-9 to 12-13, let's see how many hours were on those days. 12-9, so it's an 11.5 hours a day shift. 11-22, 11.5, so it's 23, 46, 57.5 hours needs to be pulled back, of which, so you get 69 hours a week, so of which 29 of them are overtime. So 57.5 hours, and it's 29 overtime, so it'll be 28.5 regular and 29 overtime are owed, because the insurance is pulling back the funding on those.
The insurance that I already got paid for is what it is. Yous want the money back because now yous are paid. Yous have to pay the insurance out of pocket. That's what it all sums down to. But how are you going to do the hours? How many hours are you taking from me per day? That's what I want to know.
However you'd like to do it. Would you like to do it in 2 weeks?
No, it's not however I would like to do it. Yous are the ones saying yous have to take hours from me. So now how are yous going to take my hours from me? Now you're saying it's up to me. Are you kidding me?
I'm giving you
How do you do this?
Ma'am, I'm giving you the choice. Do you want to do it over a few weeks or do you want to do it in one paycheck? It's up to you.
Why would I do it in one paycheck when I got 4 kids and bills to pay? Do you sound right saying that to me?
Ma'am, you're talking very disrespectfully. We have a right to take back money that was improperly paid for your failure to report a hospitalization.
It's not my fault to fail to tell you that a patient is in the hospital. That's not my responsibility. That was his responsibility.
You clocked in when a patient was
okay,
in the hospital.
Okay, you could take 2 hours a day from me until it's all paid up.
That's not how it works. It has to be an amount. You don't take hours.
Amount.
It's money. So money per
well, you can take $10 out of my pay, and that's how we're going to do it. You said it's up to me. You can take $10 until the money is paid back because I got bills and I got responsibilities, too, to take care of.
That's not acceptable to us. I can do it max
So what's acceptable?
A max
what's
over
acceptable?
A four-week I'm trying to tell you, but you keep interrupting me. Max would be over a 4-week period.
And how much would you take out of my paycheck for 4 weeks?
The total? I would have to get exact amount. I can give you an estimate. I would have to get from parents.
No, I don't want an estimate. Just like you told me just now, that is not good enough. I don't want an estimate. I need a correct number. Just like you told me a couple minutes ago, that's not going to work for you. That's not going to work for me either.
No problem. Give me a second. Because I don't know exactly the exact dollar amount. Let me get it to you, and I'll call you right back.
All right.